When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers in Lincoln. And what is going on after the holiday weekend in Creighton with Shin Daddy today?
Throwback Monday. Prepare to take your time. All banking is done by hand. is done by hand.
Yes.
And so there'll be no computers. Everything will be handwritten. No, the receipts are handwritten. Everything. They're going back. This is 1962. Walking into a bank like that. Everything. And if you want to,
Bing Crosby was rolling.
Yes. Bing was rolling. There will be no cashier's check going out. If you want money, you get cash. They're going to hand you cash back. Hey, I need $2,000. No problem. Here you go.
You got hundreds?
Hundreds. Whip them out. You walk out with cash. Everything is handed in. Now, tomorrow they'll move slightly forward, though, and then they will do some computers, but everything will get recorded on a floppy disk.
Oh.
Everything will be
on
the floppy disk. So that will be...
How's he doing this?
Yes. Well, he wants to teach the young bankers what it was like. Everybody just thinks now it's just magic and all this stuff like that. This is like, hey, also gets you to spend more time with your customers. You sit down, do everything in hand, write it all out.
God.
Like that.
So challenges workers.
It's a lot of challenges like that. So everything, again, want to add something up? You got what would your dad call that thing?
Jake, your dad's an accountant.
I don't know.
You ever see those, Jake, I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I've never seen him operate that.
Oh, yeah. So you actually use your hand, you and go back and punch it in like that.
It's not a slot machine.
It's not a slot machine, no.
Kind of like, sounds like
gives the name of that, what that would be. But that's
wow, Shin Dad.
So everything today's done, 1962, old school. In Creighton.
Will cigarettes be welcomed in the lobby?
Cigarettes are welcome. The ladies will have beehive hairdos.
Beehive.
The big beehive. And they'll be smoking while they help you. Hang on 1 second right there. We'll get that to you, sir. I'm going to get your money. They have to go back and go down in the vault and get that out for you. Get it out. Have a cigarette in their hand the entire time. It'll be great. Beehive haircuts.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fun.
Shin Daddy's encouraging the smoking part.
Yes, he is encouraging it.
Oh, Shin Daddy. Yeah. God. Mm. There he is. He's in our studio. We have a cardboard.
They'll be closed right at noon. Back then, you closed at noon.
Oh.
12 to 1. Bank
lunch closes. Break.
Lunch.
Where are you guys going to be? Lunch. Where do you think we're going to be? I'm going to stop it over lunch to banking. No, you're not. We're closed at lunch. That's what we do here. 1962 banking today.
You get an hour for lunch.
Get an hour for lunch.
Have a sandwich. It's a good idea.
Hot beef. Yeah, have a hot beef.
You make you feel better.
Feel better. And have a cigarette.
Yeah. They do that at Walgreens, by the way. The pharmacy. I noticed they
hour break.
Yeah, you call them. I think it's a half hour.
But it could be a weird time.
Why is that?
It's not always noon. It could be like sometimes it's like we're closed from 1:30 to 2 or different times.
Good point.
I'll say this: when I go to the pharmacy, first thing I tell right away, thank you. You guys, it's nuts. Watch the pharmacy. No, just stand there and watch the drive-through too deep.
Half
up,
done.
And I'm just looking at them and they're just whipping stuff in. I bet they shut the big window at the gate they put down where you can't see in. I bet they just sit there and just wow, tailspin.
I guarantee they've done that after I've been there a couple times. when I couldn't get my breathing apparatus.
And you have to, I tell you, it's a class, no matter what, when you start off, if everything is like very calming and just like, oh, I get it. The number of times they'll give you that look like, it's not ready, but if you just give me a couple minutes, I'll take care of you. But if you're like that, is my stuff ready? Is it here?
Not that guy.
I'm not. I go super kind coming in too. Mm-hmm. I go, it's like, wow. There was one time, it was incredible. They're like, came back, I had to pick up some medication, whatever it was, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's like $800. He goes, that's a while for me. And it's like, holy crap, but guys, hang on. And the lady comes over, goes, hang on, give me this good RX thing. Be $48.
Yeah,
it was $850 or $48. Yeah, it's like that's a game changer. You walk out, you come home, $100. Come home with some sinus medication for $900.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, it's happened. Yeah, yeah. So, it's same things happen.
Yeah.
All right, that's interesting.
This could have been a Bill's Thrills, the pharmacy. They're incredible. Thank you.
Put that in your back pocket.
Yeah, I can use them again. Thanks to Shin Daddy Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call or text the show. So, again, the news of the weekend, of course, was Evan Cooper out for Nebraska. John Butler is in. Is it official? Has that been announced by Nebraska?
No, it has not been announced officially. I guess there's always that small possibility that there's some kind of snag. I've not heard anything since Saturday morning that would suggest that.
Okay.
Probably just human resources type thing. I think there could be an announcement officially today. I would hope. I don't think there's any snags. You never know. But no, I think it could be announced today. Probably about the time I'm taking a nap after the show.
Well, yeah, I'll call you.
You have to call me.
It's a breaking news.
Every time.
Sip.
Every time.
Are you sleeping? Sip?
You on this?
No, you're not.
You're media. You're the media guy. Right. Just so you know. If you had to live in that window, because I think it was Thamel just got crushed on the moor.
Yes, he did.
Got crushed.
On when, what?
So Thamel broke the news early. He had like a scheduled tweet basically on DeCorian Moore.
He broke. So when you live in this world of you have to be the first, mm-hmm. I'm the breaking news. Mm-hmm. Because now they'll say it. And breaking news by Adam Schefter.
Right.
Who broke it.
Yep.
So they're in major competition on who knows who and what's going to get, who broke the news. So Thamel's always like he's on that and that would be. Think how agonizing that would be every day. You're trying to be the breaking news. Well, he broke the one on Moore committing to Oregon, and Moore hit him back right away. He's like, I know what you're talking about. I've not said anything. And it set off a big deal.
It's
bad.
Yes.
You don't want to ever be that. I was listening to another part of that one show. Farrell talked about something. He goes, I was a breaking news guy. I said, there's no such thing as breaking news anymore with players in recruiting. You just let them break their own story.
That's exactly right.
You have to just sit back and be like, listen, we're not breaking this story.
No, usually
you can
nine
say
times
trending
out of 10,
or whatever, but when it let him have his time.
Right.
So then an hour later, he finally goes, all right, I'm going to Oregon. Yeah. And right now,
they want their moment.
But you stole my thunder, Pete. Thanks.
And if you're the Oregon coaching staff, you're just like, are you kidding me?
Thamel.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Just they all of a sudden could be like, is there a trust issue now with that? How did you get this information? Mm-hmm. That type of thing. So it's a
Thamel's
it's a
newsbreaker. That's what he does. Not the only thing is that Thamel doesn't do a lot of writing. So it would be in some ways, I'd say liberating for someone like me. I got to write a lot. I can't spend a lot of time just tweeting news out and then going on to the next bit of news. That's not what I do. But Thamel does that. I'm surprised he got into that recruiting realm because I don't think he does that all the time.
I don't think he does that much either.
I didn't know. Maybe he does. I don't think he does, though. But, yeah, I think most people that follow recruiting kind of understand that now that – the kids break it themselves.
Yes, you just don't even worry about it. No. They'll break it, and then you do a story on them.
No, here's the way it works, Bill. With the recruiting sites, a lot of the time, at least for ours, we know what's going on. We know, for instance, the artist that whips up their, they on the social media, they have a grand rollout that includes some art. So we know the guy who does the art, and he'll tell us what's going on. So we have stories ready to roll.
Yep.
So when the kid announces, boom, the story's up. But most of the time, I guess there's sometimes you get caught by surprise.
American Giant makes great clothing, T-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As far as Butler goes, what were you wanting to...
Well, I'm curious. When you look at, you know, this...
John Butler.
This past offseason, the question was, will Tony White stick around? Is he going to go to be the head coach at San Diego State or somewhere else? Is he going to go elsewhere? Now, if he were to leave this next offseason, if he has a good year, John Butler's goal is to be a coordinator, either NFL or college level. Is it possible that the replacement has been hired in John Butler?
Yeah. I'd say it's very, very possible. I mean, it's no slight to Terrence Knighton, no slight to Dvorak. Those are good coaches, but this guy's got so much more experience. He has run defenses. He ran the defense at Penn State in 2013, as we talked about earlier. His success level with the Bills was high. I mean, I can go through it real quick. The Athletic pointed this out. And this is a great, great job by The Athletic. From 2018 through last season, this is what Butler helped produce. I'm not going to read all these stats because it's a long list, but I'll pick out a few. So from eight, and this is over a sustained period of time, 6 years, that Buffalo's defense ranked second in the NFL in points allowed, first in passing yards allowed per game, and in that fewest, first in yards per completion, fewest, first in yards per attempt, fewest, first in TD passes allowed, sixth in completion percentage. So kind of on and on, second in interceptions, second in receiver fumbles lost. I mean, he had a very good run at Buffalo, first as their secondary coach, and then second, then the last 2 years, it was as the secondary coach and passing.
They also, with the Bills, they had lost their top cornerback, I think, 2 years in a row, Tredavious White, to injuries. So they lost their
They had a lot of
injuries.
Yeah. Damar Hamlin issue came up. No, he guided him through some storms. So yeah, when you read about him, his resume is really strong, particularly at Buffalo. He just had a really good run at Buffalo. Now, then they passed. When Leslie Frazier left, as a defensive coordinator, Sean McDermott hired this guy, Bobby Babbage. And he decided, Butler decided that he would resign. He told The Athletic in February, after his resignation, that it was time to become a coordinator. Now, obviously, nothing popped, and he was sitting out there. And I don't know that Rule did this, but it's easy to imagine Rule saying to him, look, I mean, you're not going to be the coordinator. We have one. We have a good one. But he's going to get if the defense does what we expect, he'll probably get Tony White, will get more looks as a head coach, and you'd be in position. Right. I don't think you can guarantee him. Maybe you can. Bill's in this business. I'm not in a business like Bill. Maybe you could guarantee him anything. I wouldn't do that. See how it goes.
Well, we've heard of a head coach in waiting. I've never heard of a DC in waiting.
I don't know if they do that or not. I don't.
No, you have one job. Come in and get the secondary correct. Yep. That would be it.
Yeah.
You
know, then we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and football is still football. He'll have great knowledge on everything there is. There is quite a difference between the two, between NFL and college football. There's some different things. All the all of a sudden it's like the crazy tempo. That doesn't happen in the NFL. The quarterback run game, option football,
right?
All those different things kind of come up. So there'll be some things to that, but it won't be anything that he won't have knowledge of. So I think it's a great hire. He'll do a tremendous job.
Just wonder if he's here today. I'd be interested.
I'd be shocked if he wasn't. Yeah, really? I'd be shocked if he wasn't here today.
Interesting. You got to get rolling. Now, I wonder, Bill, if they would bring in... Okay, so it's easy to imagine. Rule wasn't going to take much time off in July. I know that. Tony White would have to almost come back, right, off of vacation.
I just hate to speculate what coach are doing, but from what kind of knowledge they had going into this, how long this was out, how many conversations they've had, that all weighs into it a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a certain time I'm sure it's going to be we have to get some things, you know, straightened out a little bit, you know, and then there's probably maybe there's a chance that also that he'll bring someone with him, because now that he can bring someone with him that can actually coach on the field. Mm-hmm. So that could be a role for somebody to say, listen, when I'm with the corners, you're going to go with the safeties, or vice versa, or maybe at different spots on the field to see different things. So he may bring someone with him
to help because there's probably 25 plus guys in the secondary room, right?
At least it's big. It's a big room.
It's a big room. It's a different. If you just look at it logically, he's coaching five starters on defense. So it's not like a tight ends coach. You're coaching five starters on defense.
There's a little difference between receiver is one of them, and then DB, because you talk about 5-0 linemen. It's hard to coach 5-0 linemen. The one advantage is they line up 8 inches from each other. And so when they're in front of you right now, they'd be right there.
Right.
Where on defense, they'll be 48 yards apart. And so there's different when you're spanning and talking and doing all the things you have to be able to get done. There's a lot of things going on.
Oh, yeah.
And then in general, most places now have someone that has, you know, like myself at LSU, I had the safeties and I had the nickels and I had the dimes. That was my group.
Okay.
And so my group was large. And then Corey Raymond had the corners.
Corey Raymond, former Huskers.
He had the corners. And so, but you knew your role of who you were coaching and what you did. Then times you did stuff together. We were apart a lot because if you think it's kind of like, well, you know, the safety, same DB, same as corner. No, it's not. Not even close. If you don't work their skill set that they have to be doing, like, no, you don't get put in those spots.
Interesting.
And so you have to be able to, you know, figure all those things out.
This is why all this Bill's saying, Jake, is why this could be tricky. It's tricky. Yeah. It's not good timing. It's not. I'm not going to. Yeah, it's a good hire. Looks like a good hire. Still challenging. It's tricky. It's not what you
Quick
want.
Quick turnaround here.
It's not what you want at all. I mean, I think Nebraska fans were a little on edge because of that. I mean, you're looking at a season where they have a very manageable schedule. The defense is legitimately good. I'm not saying it's great. I don't think it was a great defense last year. I think it was good. But it has a chance to be very good. And then this happens. You don't want this stuff to happen. It's not ideal at all.
No, it's a setback for your entire. Now, first of all, they think you just don't want the distraction. So if you're a assistant coach on the staff, and when this broke out, your life was distracted.
Yeah,
they were all distracted. Yeah. If you're the running back coach, it still distracted you because all of a sudden there's all this what's going on. If you're just here in Lincoln and you're the tight ends coach, and all of a sudden all your neighbors are walking over to you like, what's going on over there? What's the deal? And then also there's people that are looking for jobs. And so if someone goes, hang on a second there, I know the quarterback coach, and I'm, you know, somebody was with the Steelers and that needs a job. So he's probably reaching out to him. And, hey, is this job available? What can I do to get in on this job? So all these phone calls were coming in also at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, with all those.
Yeah. And the kids, now the kids will have to adjust. But that now that's where I'd swing it back to. It's good that they got a 51-year-old guy who has an extensive resume, college and pro, seasoned. That'll help. You know, it'll help. He's seen a lot of different things. He was at Penn State during one of the biggest scandals in sports history. He worked through it. I mean, so you know he can do it. It's going to take some elbow grease.
John Butler. He's the man for the job.
John Butler, Jake.
He's in.
From the rival Bills.
Yeah. Well, he's gone now, so maybe the secondary will go down. You never know.
Oh, that's the way you're looking at it.
I have to be hopeful. The Bills on the way down, hopefully.
Yeah, because you got a very average quarterback.
Hey, he was going to get paid here soon. More next early break in the ticket.
Tua. Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.